It's 8464CA. Well, it's been a controversial thing here in tropical North Queensland, and I did speak to Dallas De Silva from Fisheries Queensland about a month or so back about Spanish mackerel and, of course, some of the concerns the Queensland government has with respect to numbers. Back in 2017, there was a scientific study taken and it said there was no issues with the fishery. Fast forward 4 years, and unfortunately they've decided that there is an issue with the numbers of Spanish mackerel, such an important, very important type of species here in tropical North Queensland, not only just for commercial fishermen, also for recreational fishermen. And chances are, if you've been to a local shop and got fish and chips in recent times, one of the best tasting fishes you will get is Spanish mackerel. It tends to be the stock standard. Now, I was a little upset at some of the groups here in Cairns. They basically put out a flyer for a public meeting that talked about cancel culture and talked about Spanish mackerel being cancelled. No one is talking about cancelling Spanish mackerel. We have to manage the fishery. Putting such a polarising and politically motivated type of approach to this issue, I think, helps no one, and particularly when people take an anti-science point of view. Science is about one of the things that we can get right and we can depend on, but sure, sometimes we get it wrong. To talk a little bit more, and particularly from the perspective of the commercial fishing industry and, of course, the seafood industry, President of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, it's Alan Boberman, who joins me this morning after such a big intro. Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Murray. Fine, thank you.
Great to talk to you and great to get a different perspective. And look, as I said in my intro, sometimes I find that these things become so polarised and it just becomes a pitch battle between the left and the right. The truth, the objective truth in the middle misses out. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that I discussed with Dallas De Silva a couple of weeks ago, including some of the issues with the fishery and I guess his step forward to actually replicate what happened with coral trout in this part of the world, which has been protected. What is your position even about the track record of coral trout in the past?
Well, there's a lot that could be said about the management of the coral trout, for one, Murray. Coral trout and Spanish mackerel were quotarised at the same time, about 18 seasons ago, around 2004.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to make coral trout the flagship of the fisheries management, well, there's a lot that could be said about that. Coral trout, well, it's down 300 tonnes from the original allocation. It's never been really put back to where it is. There's a lot of operators in the game have now left the industry. And thirdly, most of the quota that is in the coral trout fishery is now owned by quota barons. But that aside, we're talking about the Spanish mackerel fishery. The Spanish mackerel fishery has been managed by quota and other input control since around 2004, at some 18 mackerel seasons. And we have arrived now in 2022 and this mess. Now, you've got to start asking some questions. If you're a shareholder of a public company, and at an annual shareholders meeting, and someone told you everything's been good, and you know, all these years, like, fishermen have been contributing to science all the way through this, and giving monitoring samples and all the other collective data, and then be told that looks like, boys, your party's over, you can tie your boats up and do what you like. Is that good management?
Sure. But at the same time, there are some long-term Spanish mackerel fishers who do have concerns about numbers and do have concerns firsthand from being out there on the water that the numbers are starting to drop. What do you suggest is the difference between the 2017 survey and the survey that's basically raised issue in recent times, which means that Fisheries Queensland is actually looking at this issue again? What's happened in the last 4 to 5 years?
Well, as you know, most fish are events fish. Well, a mackerel is. It's pelagic. Now, they rely on, like, on currents,
sure,
food.
Yeah.
And also, there's other outside factors, the increase of effort on the stocks. Now, with the commercial sector, our stock, our effort is severely monitored, right down to the point. 0.1 of a kilogram, right, that we have to report in. Now, that is the only measured real effort in the fishery. Now, Fisheries Queensland, as you heard Mr. De Silva say, that they have changed the formula and they have changed their modelling. Now, in their modelling, right, which is partly science-based, it has been pointed out that there is some discrepancies there in their tonnages that are being caught.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what has alarmed everybody, that this science isn't quite right, and this modelling.
And when there are issues like that, that's one of the great things about science, is it can generally fix itself and actually have that basis of truth to work forward from. Dallas De Silva was talking about public consultations. What step do we go to from here to find that objective truth in the middle, take the politics out of it and get to the fact? There has been this public consultation process. Has it been inappropriate? What is the way forward from this point on until such time as a decision has been made about the Spanish mackerel fisheries here in Queensland?
Well, I think one of the most important things here, Murray, is that government's got to have push a reset button on this, the management of all harvest strategies and all fisheries as they've got going on now. You know, we've arrived at this now where we landed with the Spanish mackerel and consultation. Well, I've been to a couple, one meeting that we just had last week in Cairns, and really, it wasn't really consultation, because they're talking about, well, we're not here to talk about the science, we're talking about what we're going to do. Like, no. What we're going to do is all, what were they planning to do is all based on the science, what they're saying with the science. That's why they're thinking. Mm. But the consultation really is just, to the average punter on the street, it's just a tick and flick. If you read the public consultation that's out there now, the computer-generated one, some of those questions there are very leading. And if you don't fill in those parts, you can't fill in the summary in the bottom and return the consultation form.
And I have heard some of those arguments that the way that it was presented, it basically did not give you an opportunity to actually express a specific and possibly based on factor, you know, expression with respect to the, you know, people's thoughts. Coming back to the science, and it said, I do reject people who just reject science for their own anti-science aspects. But I believe that you're not anti-science, but you do believe that there are some issues with some of the science. Coming back to what you've just said, is you can't expect to actually decide on an outcome unless you've got a solid foundation of science behind you.
That's exactly right. And I'd like to quote an example here in Australia, that a fishery that was managed by the federal government in the Orange Roughy. Now, there was hell to play just like that. They're depleting, their all sorts of prophets of doom were coming out with all their statements, and they shut the fishery down and they forced very hard measures on the fellas who were in that fishery. Fast forward a couple of years, they found that the science was wrong after they'd collapsed the fishery on the previous science. So what happened to all those poor fellas who walked away from the industry? Some of them end up bankrupt as a result of poor science, decisions on poor science or not being properly peer-reviewed. Now, do we really want that to happen in Queensland? Again?
Sure. And look, I totally agree with you. We have to have a position based in fact and not with any other pressures, be it from the left or the extreme right. So, you know, with respect to the science, obviously the people at Fisheries Queensland believe in the science that they've actually got. Do you feel that we can actually reverse this situation and get them to relook at some of that science?
Well, one would hope that common sense, I've never met common sense, that fella common sense much lately, but if common sense could prevail here, and maybe some of the external forces underpinning this, I don't want to get into the political side too much of it, but it's quite obvious that there are other people are intervening with this. For what reasons, we can let our imagination run wild. But this needs to be taken away from here, and we need to sit down with all stakeholders properly and say, well, if there is really genuinely a problem, how can we actually move forward with this so we could get it right in the new management plan? Mm. Not just have a desktop model that we're going to work off, and virtually that's what they're working off.
Yeah, and look, you know, as I said, I fully accept you've got to have a foundation of fact before you can move forward as well. I will be talking to Dallas De Silva again, and I should imagine that some of the things that you've raised, he's probably had come across his desk. But we'll keep on pushing because, as I said, that central ground about fact is where we need to be, regardless of whether you're a recreational fisherman, whether you're actually involved in the fisheries and the management of fisheries. If you're a commercial fisher, we just need to be based on fact. Been great to talk to you, President of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, and basically just a little bit further south, but based in our part of the world. Alan Bobberman, really appreciate your time this morning.
Right, thank you, Murray.